אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 100.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
כן.
Adam Omadigon. Yes, so we have here the matter of the shattering of the vessels and their fall to Bia. Well, let's see what Baal HaSulam writes for us. Now we have thoroughly explained it, the raising of Man and the Sfira, which are considered the anterior vessels of Zat of Nikudim, that were extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima. Because Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag of Ak from Zon of Ak in the form of the dot of Shuruk. Shuruk is inside the Otiyot, inside the letters. And they lowered the bottom hay from their Nikveinayim to the pit and raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim. And as a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, ascended to, and the Zat of Nikudim became Man there and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. Panim bepanim. Since the bottom hay, which is the fourth phase, had already returned to her place at the Peh, which was prior to that in Katnut Nikveinayim, therefore the Zivug of Aka on that Masach returned in the fourth phase, took out 10 whole Sfirot in the letter of Keter in the light of Yechida. Thus Zat, which are included there in Esman, received those great light, the great lights of Abba Ve'ima too, because they're incorporated there. And all this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba Ve'ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits ten Sfirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they also expand into a Guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they received in Abba Ve'ima to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed and expanded, and this expansion is considered the Tamim of the Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim. It's a hard piece. It includes many things within it. We can go one by one. Read, Gilad.
Once again, item 101. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of Man and the Sfira of Dat, which are considered the anterior vessels of Zat, of Nikudim, that were extended and rose to Abba and Ima. This is because Abba and Ima received the new light of Absag of Ak from Zon of Ak in the form of Dat, of Shuruk. They lowered the lower hay from their Nikveinayim to the Peh and raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in the Zat of Nikudim, which as a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba and Ima, ascended too, and the Zat of Nikudim became Man there and returned Abba and Ima to being face to face. Since the bottom hay, which is faceful, had already returned to her place at the Peh, the coupling by striking that was done on that screen of phase 4 elicited 10 complete Sfirot at the level of Keter in the light of Yechida. Thus, Zat, which are included there as Man, received those great lights of Abba and Ima too.
Yet all this is only regarded as being from below upward, since Abba and Ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 Sefirot from below upward occurs. Subsequently, they also expand into a Guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba and Ima to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of Parsuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed. This expansion is considered the Ta'amim of Parsuf Gadlut of Nikudim.
Well, I don't see questions, so I will read it again. What's happening here? First of all, we want to learn, as it's written in the heading, the breaking of the vessels and their fall to Bia. Bia meaning the place. There are no worlds of Bia yet. There's nothing. There's a place which is below the Tabur of Galgata, by the Nekudot of Sag, which the Nekudot of Sag is the force of bestowal, which came down below the Tabu, which is the force of reception, Nehi of Galgata. So the force of bestowal, which descended to the force of reception, divided that place as half-half, let's say. The upper half is the force of bestowal, the force of Bina, which comes from Sag. And the other half is the force of Malchut, which comes from Galgata. And then it turns out that we have this place from Tabur to Siyum divided into two halves. The upper half is the force of bestowal, and the lower half is the force of reception. We already have something new that wasn't there before. Because above the general Tabur of Galgata, we only have forces of bestowal. Where do we have forces of bestowal altogether in reality? It's the desire to receive that the Creator created, but because it bestows upon it with its force, the Creator impacts the will to receive in its force in a way that it's in the intention in order to bestow. That's how it happens. Now, the desire to receive, if it weren't to influence the upper light, if the upper light would not bestow upon it, it would remain in the desire to receive. Therefore, we have here an additional thing where for the first time, after the first restriction in Ein Sof and the expansion of the vessels of Galgalta, Ab and Sag, in Nekudot of Sag, which expanded below the Tabul, we already have the discovery of two desires, two trends. One trend wants to bestow. That's the upper half. This is the vessels from Tabul to Parsa, and the vessels that are below Parsa, from Parsa to Siyum, are vessels of reception. That's how the whole of this reality of itself. And now, this place where those vessels of bestowal are, from Tabur till Parsa, lights can expand there. Because that is, to start with, where there is the force of bestowal that reigns there. And the vessels that are below the Parsa, we have the force of reception, and it's prohibited for lights to expand down there.
Barur. Tov.
Clear? Good.
As,
so, what we have, Let's read 101. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the sfira of da'at. What is the raising of man? We have Keter Chochma Bina. Those are the sfirot which come to us from above. And then, from Bina, the desire to receive is born. Because Bina wants to give, she begets the desire to receive, which is called Zeranpin. And Zeranpin develops, and from it emerges Malchut. Meaning, it turns out that Keter, Chochma, and Bina are vessels of bestowal, and Zeranpin and Malchut are vessels of reception. And Keter, Chochma, Bina, I'm sorry, Keter, Chochma and Bina are vessels of bestowal, Zeranpin and Malchut, vessels of reception, and where does this stem from? The matter of reception and bestowal? Out of the fact that Bina, which is all to bestow, but she also wants to express her desire to bestow. So in her upper half, she only bestows, is adhered to Chochmah, but in her other half, she begins to beget the desire to receive, and her desire to receive is in order to bestow to the lower ones. But that's already a desire to receive. It's like, let's say, a womb inside of a woman. As from this place, she wants to birth, to bestow to others. And therefore, we need to learn this way, the transition of these degrees from complete bestowal, which is the creator, gradually in these partsufim, in this sfirot, where it descends more and more until it becomes truly receiving and even in order to receive. That's all the degrees of creation. So he writes it this way. Now we thoroughly explain the raising of man and the sfira of da'at, which are considered the anterior vessels of zat of nekudim, meaning that they want to bestow these vessels. And they extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima, meaning Abba Ve'ima is Keter, I'm sorry, Chochma and Bina. And below Bina, it's called Zon, or Zat. So Zat rise to Abba Ve'ima, to Bina and Chochma, and they demand from Abba Ve'ima lights of correction and lights of fulfillment or filling. Because Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag, the light of Chochmah, from Zon of Ak, which are there in the end of Galgata, in the form of the dot of Shuruk. Shuruk is the lights that are in the vessels, and they lowered the lower hay from their Nikveh Naim to the Peh, meaning they were in smallness in Katnut, and now they're raising themselves to Gadlut, to maturity. And they raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in Zat of Nikudim. They raised them upwards, meaning they connected the vessels of reception with the vessels of Dol that want to now also in the vessels of reception to bestow by receiving in order to bestow. As a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, ascended to, and the Zat of Nikudim became man there and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. Meaning, Abba Ve'ima is Chochma and Bina. From below, the deficiencies rise, which say we want to receive in order to bestow, and they really can, then Abba Ve'ima, connect between them and give them both the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim and fill them according to their desire of the lower ones that raised them to them.
Since the bottom hay, which is phase 4, had already returned to her place at the peh, the coupling by striking that was done on the screen of phase 4 elicited 10 complete sefirot at the level of Keter in the light of Yechida. Meaning now has been made a coupling on all the will to receive and all that they had there. And thus Zat, which are included there as Man. They also received those great lights of Abba and Ima. Meaning, whoever sent to Keter Chochma Bina, joined, received all these lights from Keter Chochma Bina. Yet all this is regarded as being from below, upward. Since Abba and Ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 Sefirot from below upward occurs. Meaning, it's still not enough. It's only from below upward the coupling was made. And after this, they also expand into a guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba and Ima to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of Partsuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed. This expansion is considered the Ta'amim of Partsuf Gadlut of Nikudim. Meaning the first expansion from below, from upward below. So what did we learn here? That they ascended the vessels which were fallen below the Parsa to vessels above the Parsa, and they wanted to connect with them into one Parsuf. The vessels above the Parsa received them, connected to them, and they continued the lights. That's in the meantime what's occurring. And to continue the lights in those same vessels that are now in the meantime above the Parsa. There is this nothing unique and no shattering, no sin, no nothing. Everything done according to the spiritual calculation. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, I didn't quite understand. After all, Zat rises to Abba Ve'ima on their own from below up upwards, or do Abba Ve'ima go down to them and then draw them up?
There is the light which illuminates from above. According to this light, awaken Rishimot records from below, and they demand to rise and connect. That's how it occurs in every place, here too.
That's it.
They once were above, connected together, all these vessels. Now, by the second restriction, by the emergence of these Patsufim, they disconnected one from another, but the records, Rishimot, remained. Once there is some illumination of light from above, then these vessels want to connect again. And that's how they request.
This process is typical to the creatures as well, meaning the lower ones, when the creature works first in Galgal Ta'inayim, and then you said that he starts to join what's in the Achap with it. Is that right?
Let's see if I understand you correctly. So what's your question?
The question is, how in our work, we can use this principle.
We cannot, because we still don't have for this any contact. We can only understand that if we connect between us, then we, after this, are worthy to rise to a higher degree. Connection in our state causes the higher degree. It's felt at all the degrees above us, first of all, and then it awakens us and awakens the entire mechanism to raise us to a higher degree. We do work in connection in our area, our field. Yes, in our territory. But in this we cause the upper one to begin to raise us to him. We can request the upper one to do this, but even we work on the connection between us. Nonetheless, according to this, that we descended from above below, we nonetheless are connected to the upper, and all our work below that we do awakens the upper to raise us.
Когда мы поднимаемся в объединение, то там есть какой-то этап, когда мы можем.
When we rise up in the connection, there's a stage in which we can descend somewhat and raise what's below, or not?
Работа
делать. Of course.
Правильно, чтобы не.
How is that work done in the right way to not descend or fall? We don't exit the connection between us. By this, that we're in connection between us, we can illuminate the essence of connection between us below, to whom we are connected, and to awaken them, if we are capable of awakening them. Till then, these vessels request and are ready to rise together with us, and then we raise them.
А условия вот такой работы — это для того, чтобы отдавать Творцу, то есть как бы более высокой.
The condition for this work is in order to bestow to the greater, meaning to the higher degree.
Ken?
Of course, it's always towards the Creator. Always, in every degree, there is the upper upper, and the lower.
Так, а если вернуться вот к тому, что мы читали, то Абавиима отдает зад для чего? Для того, чтобы.
Go back to what we read. Abba Ve'ima influence zad for what? In order to bestow to the higher up degree to them?
Abba Ve'ima, of course, operate in order to later bestow to get it to Keter. As much as they turn to Keter, they do a benefit, to a favor to Keter. In spirituality, as much as you request, you are doing a favor. Because the desire of the upper is to give more than what the calf wants to suckle, the calf wants to nurse. Our tendency for the upper is like our bestowal to the upper. So what am I saying? Our request from the upper is equal to this that we give to the upper. He wants that we will take from him. That's how it is. It's like the cow, right? If it's not milked, then she has so much milk that she suffers. She suffers. And the same thing towards the Creator, that he very much suffers if they don't receive from him, because he has all his light of infinity is meant in order to fill all the lower ones. So in this, that the vessels are shattered, then all the light remains above, and the vessels suffer and remain below. Then in this, there is both suffering by the Creator and by the created beings. And we cannot here reach any other solution, rather if to give the created beings the ability to receive from the Creator in such a manner that would be good for them and good above. All right.
Получается, что с одной стороны есть Творец вверху, который хочет дать и страдает.
So it turns out that on one hand there's the Creator at the upper from above that wants to nurse and suffers, and there's also the creature, the created being that wants to receive. But there's also the matter of the second restriction that prevents the transition of light to the lower ones. So why, nevertheless, does he pass on this light from Abavima?
In order
to correct. The second restriction is in order to scrutinize what is really lacking for correction. And by the second restriction that we have smallness and greatness, we can do these actions of the elevator, yes, that part can be corrected and part not in each and every vessel, and then the incorrected part can join the corrected part, and then thus they connect together and advance.
No. Barur. Tov.
Clear?
PT 19.
All right. PT
19. Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I was a little sick also in the convention. Everything's fine. You said, you opened and said that it kind of grabbed me, that the force of bestowal that went down to the force of reception divided the whole thing in half and half and half. That there's a place from Tabo to Siyum in two halves, from the force of the upper to the force of reception. And what's that thing that suddenly the force of bestowal goes down to the force of reception, and the force of reception becomes the force of bestowal? What's that mixture?
I don't understand the question. Why does it descend?
Yes, why are they intermingled? How's this intermingling happening?
That's the entire goal of the Creator, to make a mixture between force of reception and bestowal, between light and darkness. And by aid of this, to give the created beings to be mixed, to be mingled between Creator and its opposite, light and darkness, in order that they shall have discernments. The created being cannot exist only in one aspect, only in light or only in darkness. There's no sensation in this. The entire essence of the created being is to be in connection between one and the other, between light and darkness, that the darkness shall illuminate his light, and then he can understand from the darkness the light, out of the confusions to understand the correct thing. That's how it works. And thus we reach states that we don't understand, we're confused. Usually it comes after conventions that we understood, we did everything, and suddenly we reach a state that were more in like stupidity and foolishness that's not so suitable for us, right? We did great work, and now it's like this cloud descended on us, and we're not so organized and arranged in our mind and our sensation. It's all because we drew some great lights in the time of the Congress, and now these lights, they are arranging our vessels anew. And thus, we're in this confusion. And you two were sick.
That's completely. I had COVID. I got the disease. So my question really is, how is this done? Meaning, you're saying that this mixture, how is this called? How is this caused by those who learn, who come to the convention, or does it come from above? How do we do that? How is that done?
Okay.
Everything comes from above.
Yes, thank you very much. Rav, I wanted to ask if I understood correctly. Starting from the state of Katnut of the world of Nikudim, When the Mikveh Naim, Reshimot Bet Aleph, second restriction, rose, we see here the work where only Galgal Tainaim are working and the Achap are not working. They're canceled, they're nullified. Meaning that the Achap of the upper descends to the Galgal Tainaim of the lower one, then the Galgal Tainaim of the lower one can nullify and be like the Achap of the upper. So we can be in an identical state of nullification of the lower one with the upper one. Can you take that as an example to our work in the 10, in that we nullify towards one another and receive a identical quality according to equivalence of form between us, which is like to nullify Galgal Tainaim to the Achap of the upper, so we can connect with it and to discover the Achap of the upper in our vessels. And if it's so, then we have an awakening that we can ask from the upper to give us forces.
I'm
happy that you feel this way, but you have room to think with yourself and you can't take such a big part of the lesson for this. I'm sorry. With what you were saying, that there is a true, correct part, and also a part that needs to be scrutinized, be made more precise. Oh, I'm talking Russian. I didn't pay attention. The Congress truly flipped me. Well, okay, friends. We're continuing, if such. 102.
Item 102. The four phases, ta'amim, nekudot, tagin, otiot, are discerned in the Partsuf of Nikudim too, since all the forces that exist in the upper ones must exist in the lower ones as well. But in the lower one, there are additional matters to the upper one. It has been explained that the primary expansion of each Partsuf is called Tamim. And after it expands, the clash of the surrounding light and inner light occurs in it, the Bitush, and through this clash, this Bitush, the screen is gradually refined until it equalizes with the Peh of Rosh. And since the upper light does not stop, the upper light couples with the screen in each state of coarseness along its refinement, meaning that when it refines from phase 4 to phase 3, the level of Chokhmah emerges on it. And when it reaches phase 2, the level of Binah emerges on it. And when it comes to phase 1, the level of Ziranpin emerges on it, and when it comes to the root phase, the level of Malchut emerges upon it. All those levels that emerge on the screen through its refinement are called Nekudot. And the Reshimot, the records that remain of the lights after they have departed, are called Tagin, and the vessels that remain after the departure of the lights from them are called Otiot. Once the screen has been completely refined of its coarseness of the goof, it is incorporated in the screen of the Peh of Rosh, in the coupling there, and a second Partsuf emerges on it. Look well there. All the continue, you can continue over there and see all its explanations.
Is this clear or not? I don't see any questions. What is he saying here? 102. The four phases, Tamim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot, Tanta, like at every Partsuf, are discerned in Partsuf Nikudim too. Since all the forces that exist in the upper ones
must exist in the lower ones as well. But in the lower one, there are additional matters to the upper one. Additional. It has been explained that the primary expansion of each partzuf is called ta'amim, from pe and below till the siyum. That's ta'amim. And after it expands, the clash of the surrounding light and inner light, two lights, occurs in it, and they clash one with the other, and through this clash, the screen is gradually refined until it equalizes from tabur to pe, right, until it equalizes with the pe of the rosh. And since the upper light, since the upper light does not stop, it all the time illuminates, the upper light couples with the screen in each state of coarseness along its refinement. Meaning, the screen rises from tabur to pe, and the upper light illuminates, yes, and the screen also in the Rosh rises from Pe till Keter, and the upper light that illuminates, then as much as the screen rises, changes the place, the upper light that illuminates to it, builds new Partzufim. Meaning that when it refines from phase 4 to phase 3, it rises from Tabo to Chazer, emerges on it the level of Chokhmah. And when it reaches phase 2, the level of Bina emerges on it. When it comes to phase 1, the level of Zeranpin emerges on it. And when it comes to the root phase, the level of Malchut emerges on it. And all those levels that emerge on the screen through its refinement are called Nekudot. We've learned this. And the records, the Rishimot, that remain of the lights after they have departed are called Tagin. The vessels that remain after the departure of the lights from them are called Otiyot. Once the screen has been completely refined of its coarseness of the goof, it is incorporated in the screen of the peh of the rosh in the coupling there. And the second patsuf emerges on it, let's say, ab after Galgalta. That's clear? What's in here? Okay, Tel Aviv 3, let's hear it.
Rav, what's the connection between the lower one that rises to the upper one and the couplings in the Rosh with the upper light and the Tanta that he's describing here?
The process is the same process, different names because one places the name of Sefirot, one here's name of Partzufim. Reasons could be, but though in its foundation, it's the an equivalence between light and vessel. In sum total, the principle is simple. We have lights, we have vessels, and how they equalize between one and the other by the intention to bestow. Accordingly, there emerge Rishimot, records, and upartzufim, refinement and fulfillment. There's no more. The principles are only according to the equivalence between the upper light, which is always in bestowal, and the vessel, which is in reception, but on the intention to bestow. As much as the intention of the vessel and the intention of the light equalize, they clothe one and the other. And this actually forms in us adhesion. All right.
No, Kiev.
Kiev.
Непонятно, почему все-таки битуш окружающего света с внутренним приводит к ослаблению.
It's not clear why the clash of the surrounding light with inner light caused the weakening of the screen, and not that simply the creature will receive.
How
could the lower one request more screen if it has no force?
Why
don't you request? Answer me.
Ну, а мы же учим как раз таки, что надо просить. Я вот поэтому и спрашиваю.
Well, we learn after all that I do have the possibility.
Simply, even more so, you learn that you need to request and you don't request. Why?
No.
How it is at each and every place. If there's no Shemot, no records, you cannot request. You have no elements. You hear it, but it's philosophy. It's not an element from your life.
Хорошо, так, а согласно так, тогда такой логике, мы же и не идем на ослабление.
Okay, so logically, we are not going to weakening of the connection between us. On the contrary, we're going to try to increase it.
Okay, and how do you reach this, that you build an even stronger force from this that you reveal that you don't have? And then from lack of choice that you don't have, yes, then you reach prayer. And from the prayer you're given, all is attained in the power of prayer.
Так это можно сказать, что на этих ступенях это как бы создание такого хисарона.
So we can say that in these degrees it's the creation of the deficiency. That's the weakening of the screen?
Yes, Balti 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вы сейчас сказали, что
Hello, Rav.
Решимо еще не открылось. Я не могу попросить. А как?
You said that if there's no record, no решимо that was discovered, I can't ask. Is it possible to hasten the phenomenon of the records?
The connection in the group. Otherwise, you have no ability, no opportunity to draw upper light. Only by this that you draw it in connection in the group. Then there comes to you upper light, arranges you, and then you request more and more and more ascent. That's it. There is no opportunity for the vessel to awaken to Shekhet Safa further through external actions. We're yet to learn about this. All right, friends, what I'm asking, read each one, as much as he can, these excerpts, and all the excerpts in the preface. Get used to the language, get used to how he explains it, get used to hear. It's a concentration of our entire system in what we ascend, change times, place, and so on. Try to read. I mean, there's nothing what to do. There is time. There is some break or something. Open the book and read. That's it. Print it out for yourself or maybe in your phone. It doesn't matter. The main thing, to get used to the language. Then it will be much easier. That's what I see in you. But in sum total, there are people who understand the state pretty well. From this, I'm happy.
And Gilad?
There's a certain very, like a summation or something that you would like for us to do throughout the day that that will leave us with this deficiency of the lesson?
I didn't understand.
I'm saying it was a very special lesson, that first part, the second part, everything. Is there some kind of thing that you would like for us?
Part of what we went through today and what to do, I think we need to go over the preface many times. Because the language, we need to renew it all the time until it will truly be a habit. The language of the preface is a very unique language, which later helps us in everything. And the excerpts we read them from beginning to end in this entire document of those excerpts. Yes. They're all correct and good. There's nothing what to say.
just to get used to them, get used to how they convey the matters. But really, a few more days, we'll exit from after the convention to new advancement. All the best.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Our schedule for today, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman, and from 10:30 to 11, the program An Inside Look with Dr. Michael Lightman. And we will conclude with a song.
Don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. 'Cause when we can't stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. Light and love, love and light, light. There's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, you are not alone, I'll always watch your back. So let's just stand together, I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns we hold to tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come back. We're here. We're gonna burn like fire. In the one desire, love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself,
light,
but I believe in
and love, love and light, light. In the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself,
light,
but I believe in
and love, love and light, light. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.